No Matter Who You Are by Linda Davies, Church Magazines, based on a true story. What's going to happen since I'm not sealed to my family? I am a child of God, and He has sent me here. Children's Songbook, page 2.
Just right,
Andy thought, as she quickly looked in the mirror. She was wearing her favorite red dress. She always wanted to look her best on Sundays. She ran down to breakfast. Andy was just finishing her last piece of toast when the reader's car horn honked from the driveway.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad,
Andy said, kissing them as she ran out the door. Even though Mom and Dad weren't members of the church, they encouraged Andy to go to church each week. The Reeder family had given her a ride almost every Sunday since she was baptized and confirmed. Andy liked how they always made her feel so welcome and loved. After sacrament meeting, it was time for primary. Andy loved being in Brother and Sister Long's class. They were kind, and their lessons were always the best.
Today we're going to talk about temples,
Sister Long said.
What are some things we know about temples?
Andy knew one answer.
We can do temple baptisms.
She was excited about that because in a few years, she would be able to go to the temple to do baptisms.
Great, Andy. What else do we know?
You can be married in the temple,
said Andy's friend Allison.
Very good. Anything else?
Families can be together forever when they're sealed in the temple,
Allison added.
But not my family,
thought Andy.
Mom and Dad haven't been sealed in the temple.
Suddenly, her face felt hot and her eyes began to sting with tears.
Are you okay, Andy?
Yes,
Andy said, trying to hold back the tears, but she could feel her heart pounding all through the rest of the lesson. When class was over, Sister Long sat by Andy and put an arm around her.
What's the matter?
I won't be with my mom and dad forever. They haven't been married in the temple. Who will I belong to after I die? Does Heavenly Father still love me, even if my parents aren't members?
Sister Long looked straight into Andy's eyes.
No matter who you are, and no matter if your family has been to the temple or not, you are still part of Heavenly Father's family. You can stay close to Him and be an example to others. He will always love, guide, and protect you no matter what. He wants to bless you and your family. You are a child of God, Andy.
Just then, Andy's heart seemed to skip a beat, and the pounding stopped. Now a warm feeling filled her heart instead. She knew what her teacher had said was true. Andy's tips.
Sometimes I'm sad my family doesn't come to church. Here's what I do to feel better. Say a prayer. Ask my family to do something together after church, like go on a walk. Be a good example by living the gospel. Remember all the good things about my family. Do something fun, like draw, make cookies, or sing a song.
End of the story. No Matter Who You Are by Linda Davies, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Read by Charlene Stewart, Maya Reinwand, Chloe Patello, and Shauna Thompson.